My guest at this time is Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. He joins me now to discuss a new rule change quietly pursued by the Obama administration and approved by the U.S. Supreme Court. It's called Rule 41 and would allow the government to ask any court for access to your digital information without any evidence you've actually committed a crime. And Senator, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Let's elaborate a little bit on this. What exactly would the feds have the power to do if this rule is allowed to stand?
The whole purpose behind this rule, the impact of Rule 41b-6, as it would be changed, would be to allow a single judge to issue a nationwide warrant, empowering the federal government to hack into any computer that people in the government believe may be part of a botnet. You know, botnets are, of course, a tool used by hackers to commandeer computers by often unsuspecting third parties toward the hackers' own ends, their own nefarious ends. Now, right now, as it stands without this change, the government has a requirement that it must apply for a single warrant and that it has to be in the same judicial district where the search would take place. But under the new rule, the new version, the amended version of Rule 41b6b, if that takes effect, this deliberate and focused process would be scrapped. And it would be scrapped in favor of a nationwide warrant to search millions of devices anywhere across the country.
So as of right now, you need to get permission for a specific case, and this would be a blanket permission.
Yeah, exactly. And you can understand why that would be concerning to a lot of people. When there's blanket permission, it starts to look like the kind of thing that used to happen, the kind of thing that happened under the reign of King George III on both sides of the Atlantic, where the government would use what they called general warrants, a warrant basically saying, go get the bad guys. You can search anything you want. I actually discussed this in a book I wrote called Our Lost Constitution. I describe in Chapter 5, I believe, this process by which general warrants were abused in England, and that's one of the reasons why we adopted the Fourth Amendment, was to make sure that we had this requirement of particularity or specificity in our warrants. This rule change, I fear, is a step in the opposite direction of the Fourth Amendment.
Is this constitutional? I mean, the court's obviously given it's okay, but what's your read on the constitutionality of this?
Well, look, not everything that might withstand a challenge in court is necessarily fully compliant with both the letter and the spirit of the Constitution. And I think one of the jobs that we have as members of Congress, as senators and congressmen, is to say, look, regardless of whether the Supreme Court is likely to strike down this rule or this or that law, what do we think about it? Is this consistent with our own standards of what we think the federal government ought to be authorized to do? And we have to undertake an examination of each of these policy decisions with our own view of the Fourth Amendment in mind. And so, yeah, this offends my own view of privacy as protected by the Fourth Amendment.
We're talking with Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. And Senator, if my information is correct, you have until December 1st before this rule goes into effect, and Congress does have the power to block that. Explain what efforts are underway to do so.
The House and Senate must pass resolutions of disapproval prior to December 1st to prevent this from going into effect. And we've got Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and Democrats and Republicans in the House who support that. Now, not every Democrat and not every Republican shares that view, but many of us do. And that's why we're getting the word out now. I'm working with a group of Democrats in the Senate, including Oregon Senator Ron Wyden, along with a few of our colleagues on both sides of the aisle to move this forward. So we need everyone who hears about this, proposed rule change to Rule 41b6b of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure, to reach out to their senators and their congressmen and tell them how they feel about this.
Do you think you have the numbers to override? I would imagine since it's the president's rule, he would probably veto the legislation, unless it's attached to something he can't veto, really. So what kind of numbers are you anticipating on this?
You know, it's too early to predict at this point, and I find it not only unnecessary but counterproductive to engage in that kind of count when you're still educating people about what it means. Because I think once people find out about what this rule would do, a lot of things could change, including opinions existing within both houses of Congress. And so that's why it's important to get the word out now.
Do you expect it to be standalone, or do you think it might be attached to something?
You know, this is the kind of thing that I would expect to be a standalone. In many instances, we can get something like this considered as a standalone measure, and I think it would be helpful if we did. If we fold it into something else, it's going to be more difficult to get people focused on it and determined to make it a priority.
Last topic, sir. As you well know, this Friday is the date that the U.S. is currently scheduled to cede control over internet domain naming, and this is something I know you've been concerned about. Other colleagues, Senator Cruz, kind of taking the lead on this with an effort to stop this. Where does that effort stand right now?
Unless we act, unless Congress acts, and the government's going to give up control of how the internet is organized. Now, ordinarily, as a constitutional conservative, I'd be elated to have the government relinquishing control of something. The only problem here is, in this case, we're not relinquishing it to the American people. We'd be relinquishing it potentially to despotic governments throughout the world, governments run by people who might have very different ideas about the internet and censorship. The problem is, once the U.S. government gives up control of how the internet's set up, of how it's organized, I'm not sure we'll ever be able to get it back. So that's why we need to wait, and we need to make sure that ICANN, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, remains under government control until we know who's going to be running it, how it's going to be organized, what kinds of things foreign governments would or would not be able to do to censor and impose artificial restrictions on the internet. And what really needs to happen there is we need something attached to the spending bill that needs to be passed between now and Friday, to contain some type of limitation, some type of language limiting the Obama administration's ability to relinquish control of ICANN.
And we'll certainly be following that here in the next couple of days. Finally, if in fact the U.S. does end up handing this over, what will it mean for freedom of information, not only for Americans, but around the world?
Well, again, if we end up with foreign governments, particularly the really despotic ones, and there are a whole lot of those around the world, if they have a significant amount of control over the internet, you could end up with censorship of news, which we already see in many countries, but you could see that exerted system-wide on the internet. You could also end up seeing a lot of intellectual property rights diminished or even eliminated by the wholesale assignment of a domain name belonging to one person or one company over to another. But because we don't know how this is going to be governed, we have no guarantees that intellectual property and free speech will be respected. And given how dependent we've become on the internet, given how much good the internet has the ability to do worldwide, we've got to be very cautious. That's why the Obama administration shouldn't be so eager to just hand this off to a yet unknown international process, because there is no process that's known yet. That's why we need a provision in the spending bill that'll be passed this week that says the Obama administration cannot hand control of the internet over to somebody else.
Two critical issues that we'll continue to follow. Senator, thank you very much for being with us and helping us understand it better.
Thank you very much. It's good to be with you.
Same here, sir. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.